What's going on, Avocabro? It's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 53 of the TR Expert Talks. Yeah, buddy. So today is Friday. It is our Fulfillment Fridays, where we talk a little bit about the mindset, a little bit less about like the physical stuff and the stuff that that's more pertaining to your workouts and gym etiquette and all that other good stuff. And we delve a little bit deeper into the mindset. You know, this is kind of interesting because I have a little dichotomy to kind of hash out in my mind as I as I actually deliver this podcast. You know, earlier on, I was just thinking about how terrible I felt doing my live call, like this live call thing I've been doing with my private Facebook group, Private Project Selfie. If you're not on it, you have to be invited to it. I don't think you can look it up. Somebody just told me that. So, Project Selfie, shoot me an email if you're interested in jumping in on that link, jumping in that group. And yeah, I will happily let you in. But yeah, I have this live call I do every Friday at noon. I just started doing these live calls because, you know, I wanted to get a little bit better at tightening up my presentations. You know, the podcast is a little bit easier, not seeing yourself. You can kind of just talk to a wall. Life gets a little bit easy. But when you have people that are like witnesses to what you're doing, it's a whole different animal. And you feel like, oh boy, you kind of lose your train of thought. And you're just like, ah, deer in the headlights. I've been like trying to prepare more and more for these Friday talks. Like at first I thought like I could do it like my podcast. Like with the podcast, I pretty much have an idea and I just start talking. It's kind of like a rant. Because, you know, this is my specialty. It's like fitness. So I can pretty much relate anything to fitness. You know, it's like I've been doing this for years and hours on end for those years. So it's like, you ask me anything about fitness, I'm like, yeah, I got this. But when it comes to like the mindset and stuff like that, and kind of combining that stuff while on video and trying to relate it to the people that I know are watching that video, it just seems like I don't know. I get a little hung up. But, that's one side of it. So I was disappointed with that. You know, I was just like, dang it, man, I'm trying and I'm feeling like I'm getting there. But then I did turn the camera on and just like, wow, terrible. And on the other side, I had this kid, I have this young man, he's 6 years old, I think maybe seven now, but he's training with me, speed training. He actually called his mom up one day and said, oh, he didn't call his mom, but he, you know, told his mom, and his mom called me up and said that, you know, hey, he didn't feel right because he wasn't running nearly as fast as the rest of the kids in his school. And like all his cousins and all that stuff, and his uncles and aunts and stuff, they're relatively decent athletes. So he felt like some type of way. And it really touched me because I remember being that age, like 6, 7 years old, and I wasn't the most athletic person either, believe it or not. Right? 6-time All-American, powerlifting world champion, American Ninja Warrior participant in 2015. Like all this stuff. And at 6 years old, I was a tubby. I was a chubby boy. And I luckily had like some genetics and stuff. So I was like kind of an athlete, even though I was a little chubby. But I could still relate to this kid because it just felt like I understand what it's like to feel like just defeated before you even get started when it comes to like athletics. Cause that's something that like all kids do. Like you go outside and play, right? I mean, they don't go outside and play like as much as they did when I was 6, but you go outside and play and you do your thing, you run around. And if like you're always last, it's got to feel some type of way, especially if you know in your family, like you're, you know, like you have family members that are pretty good athletes. So, I'm helping this kid out. He's doing his thing. He's getting a little bit stronger, getting a little bit better. And it's exciting to see that he's doing this. So I have this economy of like super failure and like super success with this kid that reminds me of myself. So today I want to talk to you about like, you know, don't be afraid of failure. That is going to be what we're going to chase after today. We're going to be chasing after that thing that is stopping you from going to that next level, and it is that fear of failure. We're going to try to tackle this once and for all on this Fulfillment Friday. We're going to get a little bit into that mind, not talking so much about the physical aspects. We're going to get more into that mental game, and we're going to see if we can help you out here on this Friday afternoon. Yeah, Friday afternoon. I know if you listened to last episode, you know I was getting tired of recording a podcast in one day and then publishing it the next day. So I'm making sure that I'm getting this done early. Early, as they say in Philadelphia. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Fear not, young one. Lego! player. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I felt like doing that, but I felt like doing that. And that's how we're going to start episode number 53. So anyways, look, today we're going to talk about not being afraid of failure, you know. It's like a lot of things that happened to me over the past couple 24 hours. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about it and talk to you about how it could pertain to your life and how hopefully we can help you get over that fear of failing, because it's stopping you from getting ahead in life. And oh my goodness, my friend, oh my goodness, imagine who you would be if you weren't afraid to be who you want to be. Oh, we're getting deep today, my friend. So anyways, you know, I was watching this show. I don't know if you know this show called The Walking Dead. And I saw all these zombies. And I was thinking to myself, like, what would happen if a zombie apocalypse hit? I don't know. I just think about these things. And I was thinking, like, I'll tell you this much. There's going to be a few changes to at least what I do every day if a zombie apocalypse hit. I definitely wouldn't. I'd be driving my car a little bit more. I'd probably be saving gas. There'd be a lot of things that would be different. But it makes me just think about, like, just thinking about like how your daily routine and how life would change through a zombie apocalypse just makes me think about like how it's so hard for people to change their daily routine or change their lives in general. Essentially going from what you're doing to what you want to be doing on a consistent basis. You know, there's like, believe it or not, there's actually people, and I know you know people like this, or you've probably heard of people like this, that would rather die, literally rather risk death or rather risk their lives than change a habit that is actually killing them. Now think about this. This is so true. There's people that would rather die than change a habit. We all know that smoking and doing drugs and all this stuff, we all know that will eventually kill you. Obviously the key word here is eventually, but for most people, it's not so eventually. You know, there are some people that are blessed and, you know, all this stuff, and you know, they get 8, 9, 10 lives and whatnot in this one life somehow. But for the most part, like, people do things that will kill them, but yet they still continue to do them. So yes, you know this, you know, but at the same time, we still will continue to do the same thing. It's so hard to change a habit. So funny thing is that, maybe not so funny, but you know, it's pretty much all of us have that same issue. It's not in our nature to change. It's like, it's just not something that we want to do. You want to do, but you can't do it. Like, how many times have you said to yourself, oh, last one, right? Or, oh, I'm going to stop doing this tomorrow. Oh my goodness, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that before. I'm going to stop doing this tomorrow, or I'm going to start doing this tomorrow. But you know what? It's not your fault. Well, it is your fault, but it's not your fault. You know, biologically, our brain is actually wired to prevent change. And the reason why it's wired to prevent change is because we are wired to conserve as much energy as possible in every single moment. So when you're changing your routine and you're thinking differently outside the box and doing things different than you did yesterday, when you don't have a pattern or routine, then all of a sudden your mind has to work overtime because it has to actually now think of what's going on rather than just kind of commanding your body to do these regulatory functions that would just get it through these everyday routines, you know? So it is. It's like, I understand how hard it is to stop smoking, stop drinking, start eating healthy. I understand that. And I understand how hard it is to stop criticizing others. I understand how hard it is to save your money when you should be, when you should be saving it. So there's a lot of things that we should be doing that we don't do because our brain actually tells us not to do it. So what you have to do is you have to override your brain and you have to go and use your mind. Yes, where is your mind? Your mind is not your brain. That's the first thing. That is one thing that we have to all consider, that your mind is not your brain. Your brain is a lot of things, a lot of research, and what a lot of people are starting to realize now is that the brain is just a physical structure, just like anything else in our body, and it doesn't have any more power over what we do than your toenails or your pinky. Obviously, there's maybe a little bit more power. Your brain tells your heart to do all that good stuff and makes your digestive system work. But when it comes to like your everyday conscious and unconscious behaviors, not necessarily your We're not talking about your autoimmune behaviors, or not autoimmune. I can't remember the words, but I can't remember what the word is. Holy crap. It's the word for stuff that happens when you're not conscious, subconscious, unconscious behaviors. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Digestion and all that stuff. The stuff that you don't consciously tell your brain, your body to do. So anyways, they have that stuff that you could do. But if you, there's things that your brain is so powerful, but yet it's just not powerful enough to do all those things, those regulatory functions, and consciously make changes consistently. It's very hard. You have to be conscious. You can't just subconsciously be like, okay, now it's time to do something else. Now it's time to be like an ultra marathoner or something like that. You have to consciously make the decision with your mind that will tell your body to start following through with those behaviors. So how can you like become somebody that's not just thinking about change? And I think you have to not be afraid of failure. So like when you change, you're gonna be a failure. It's impossible to just like boom switch gears and be like, all right, I'm gonna go from like think about Michael Jordan. Like Michael Jordan was like the best basketball player, arguably the best basketball player that's ever graced this planet. But my man, he went out and played baseball and he was garbage. Straight garbage. And why? Because, you're not going to be good at something at first, you know? Like, he didn't practice playing baseball this whole time. He practiced playing basketball. So he's not going to be good. But he got a little bit better as he went along. But unfortunately, you know, we didn't get to see his career blossom into what we thought. Well, he probably never would have been good at baseball. You have to be really, really, really good to be, like, in the pros. So, Michael Jordan wasn't afraid of failure. But in not being afraid of failure, we actually saw that he wasn't the best at everything in the world. And more importantly, you have to personally be willing to consider that your current way of doing things may just not be serving you in the same way that they were serving you the first time. And that's an important thing, because a lot of people believe that like once you do something that works, you just can keep on doing it, and eventually, you know, you'll get that success that you want. But like, think about it this way, like there's so many businesses that do that same thing, that have that same model, like, oh, this worked 10 years ago, and now we're going to keep on doing it because that's what worked. But like, we see Toys R Us did that, and we see where Toys R Us is, right? There's so many companies that you can see that have done these things, they've tried to just follow a successful business model, and they pretty much follow that model down the drain until they essentially didn't have anything left because the world passed them by. You know, they just didn't realize, they weren't smart enough to think about, like, sit back and realize that what they were doing wasn't serving them anymore. It was an action, but it wasn't an action that served them. So that's what I want you to consider, is that it's not a matter of like not knowing or how to do something or not wanting to be better. It's just a fact that you just have to understand that you have to try and fail sometimes. And sometimes it can be hard to think about the world as like judging you. But I'm going to tell you this, homie. Like, nobody cares. Like, seriously, there's probably people, out there that like are watching you. And, you know, there's so many studies that there's so many people that have done experiments where they're doing crazy stuff in the middle of like big cities. And like, you know what? Nobody cares. Maybe somebody might watch for like a split second, like, huh. And that's it. Nobody cares. No matter what you're doing, remember that. Nobody cares. So what are you afraid of? Like, what are you really afraid of? So now you know that, like, if you try something, you'll eventually get better. And then, like, you'll be happy because you made yourself somebody that is proud of what they've done. Nobody really cares what you're doing. And the people that do care what you're doing, like the people that, like, are judging for real, those people have something broken in their lives anyway. So if they're judging you and they're like, oh, look at so-and-so. He's trying to make himself better. Then, yo, playa, then that person's, like, got some serious issues in their life. And, like, you know, just... what is it? Shrug it off, you know, dust your shoulders off and keep it moving, pimp. Because at the end of the day, you are doing it. You know, like, you may not be doing it right away, but just taking that one step and making that initiative to make a change and not be afraid of failure is really going to make you someone that's going to be proud of who you are. And that's what it's all about, right? That's what we want to be. We want to be somebody that's proud of who we are, because we are the only people that can be proud of ourselves, and it really matter. Everybody else is like, eh, kind of, that's cool that you're proud of me, but if you're proud of yourself, man, you're on a whole different level of existence. So I'm going to just tell you this, you know, we already know that there's nothing really stopping you except for the stories you tell in your head, but I just want you to tell you, I just want you to consider this, that experimenting, trying new ways to do things may not be the most comfortable, you know, it is what it is. It may not be the most comfortable, but if you want to win, you got to do those things that winners do, and winners do things that aren't comfortable. They do things that other normal and average people just won't do. You know, that's just it. If you want to do what everybody else is doing, then expect to get the same results as everybody else is getting. And that's it. You know, if you just stay one step ahead of everybody else, then that'll definitely come in handy in that zombie apocalypse. You know what, though? Before we finish this episode, we're not going to do a PS today. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a rating or review on iTunes. It would be awesome if you did. You know, it would help us. It's more eyeballs on the podcast. And more eyeballs on the podcast mean more ears are listening. And more ears are listening mean that we're getting more popular. And more popular means that we have opportunity to do great things, right? You know, at the end of the day, the reason why I started this podcast is I just wanted to help more people. It's just it's my platform to hopefully help you out in a different way other than the boot camps, the daily emails, the personal training, and the blog that I have. So, you know, just different ways that people can absorb information, and I'm trying to cover all my bases. So that does it for my Friday. That does it for my week. I really appreciate you listening. And as always, keep good company.